And as we're going into this practice, I'm going to invite you just to spend 30 seconds, a minute maybe, just contemplating your motivation for being here tonight, for joining in with this group, and for practicing some compassion meditation. So a moment's reflection on why we are here this evening. And when you're ready, moving into the settling, grounding, and resting process. Starting off by feeling into the posture we have chosen, allowing ourselves to become aware of exactly how our body feels right now. Scanning through the body if we wish, to allow ourselves to become fully aware of all of the sensations that are present. And as we're allowing ourselves to become aware of the sensations of being here, it's natural that we should come to the breath. And if we wish, taking some slow, deep breaths, really allowing awareness to come right down to the flow of the air in and out of the body. And if we've chosen to take some slow, deep breaths, just gradually allowing the body to settle so that our breathing comes back to what seems natural for us right now. And part of the process of settling is to let go of any goals that we may have set ourselves either consciously or even subconsciously for this evening or when we sit and meditate in general. practices in which we are participating are simply a process, an ongoing process. And there are no goals and no outcomes. We're just allowing ourselves to take part. So coming right into our bodies, allowing the sensations of sitting or lying here to arise, allowing the breath to flow, and giving ourselves a chance to be with whatever we're experiencing right now. No need for analysis or investigation of our experience. The process is simply one of being with whatever's arising in every moment. And allowing ourselves to release and let go of any tension within the body. Allowing ourselves to sink downwards into the chairs, the cushions, the bed, whatever is immediately underneath us. Feeling the unconditional support of whatever we're sitting or lying on, and of the ground beneath us. Surrendering ourselves to the feeling of being held and supported unconditionally. Gradually allowing ourselves to come to rest. And recognizing as we're doing so that this process of meditation is not about ridding ourselves of thought, nor is it about achieving a particular state of mind. It's about recognizing and being with whatever we're experiencing in the moment. So we are here, in our own houses, in our own rooms, in this group, sitting and meditating, and resting with what is, just as it is, nothing else. If thoughts are arising, that's absolutely fine. That's just as things are. If our mind occasionally becomes distracted by these thoughts, that's absolutely fine. That's normal, just the way things are with the mind. The process is simply to let go of anything that distracts us as soon as we realize that we have become distracted. And releasing anything that distracts us is a gentle, natural process of allowing the mind to come back to resting with the body, with the sensations of the body, with the cycle of our breathing. When you're ready, I'm going to invite you to move on in this practice and to see in particular if you can allow a memory to arise of something that you have done in your life, maybe something very recent or even something in the past, that you feel was a very kind and caring thing to do. some act of kindness, some act of goodness, something very positive that you've done. And in allowing something very positive, very kind and caring to arise in the mind, we're allowing the mind to gently perhaps go through its memories, allowing as best we can something to arise very naturally, very easily, even as the mind continues to rest. Doesn't have to be anything that we may judge to be hugely significant. Could simply be the tiniest acts of caring. Even just helping somebody through a door. Maybe just picking something up that somebody's dropped. And if something has arisen for you, I'm going to invite you to go into the feeling and the emotions that were present as and when you did this act of kindness and caring, and that maybe followed afterwards. What did you experience as you did whatever act of kindness and caring has come to mind? How did it feel at the time? How did it feel afterwards? How does it feel now? And I'm further going to invite you to see if you can allow any feelings that have arisen to grow as you rest with them. So we're looking at positive feelings, positive emotions, kindness, caring, loving. And as best we can, we're allowing them to grow inside us So we rest with them. Feeling them not only in the mind, but also in the body. Noticing how it feels when we're given permission to allow positive feelings to develop and to increase within us. It's possible that we may be noticing some sense of self-judgment sometimes. People feel that doing a practice like this is self-indulgent in some way. Selfish. Sometimes people feel that even as they are allowing positive feelings and emotions to arise as best they can, that negative feelings and emotions also seem to arise. Sometimes we oscillate between the positive and the negative. And in doing this practice, we're not trying to rid ourselves of anything negative. We're just allowing ourselves to experience the positive. That side of our nature that is naturally kind and caring. That desire to do good things, to be helpful. So we're not trying to shut anything off, to concentrate on one thing rather than the other. Simply allowing ourselves to experience the positive side of our own nature. Understand how it feels. And to rest in that positivity. Is it possible to allow this sense of positivity, caring, kindness to spread throughout the body? To feel it in every part of the body? Resting with whatever feelings you've been able to allow to arise, to get in touch with. Breathing with those feelings. Feeling the body and its sensations. Noticing what's happening right now. Being with your experience as best you can.